left off in the middle of the Taisus, Dalet Amar Aleph, Dima Maskel, the Kaimalon, Taisus has a lot to say over here. So in the middle of the Taisus, they refer to the Gemara and Peivav Amidbeis, where the Mishnah appears, Naim Sheshalter Shnei Gitten, Shmaseim Shavim. The two couples, they have exactly the same name. The husband and the wife and the husband are exactly the same name. And Bimikre, they're both getting divorced. And they sent the same shliach. The husbands both ran away to California, and they both gave a get to the shliach to come back to New York and to deliver his get to his wife, his get to his wife. So he puts one get in one envelope, the other get in the other envelope. And each envelope has a name of the family name, so he'll know whom to give it to. The get itself doesn't have a family name, just has the husband's name, wife's name is exactly the same. He won't know which is which. Vinisarvu. So the shliach forgot which get belongs to which family. So what's he going to do? The get is only good if it's written l'shma. So the Mishnah says, simple solution. Nosen shtem lezu, shtem lezu. Let him get both get into this one. Tell the woman, I don't know whether this is your get or that's your get. So whichever one it is, hariyah megoresh. Then he gives the both get into the other one. He says, whichever one is supposed to be your get, this should be your get. Nosen shtem lezu, shtem lezu. So the Gemara has a discussion. Can the Mishnah even go according to Rab Lazar, or does it only make sense according to Rab Meir? Become a big Gemara, the Mishnah, the Loike Rab Lazar, then the Gemara says, no, after the time of Rab Lazar, it can't be Rab Lazar. It's either Rab Lazar or Rab Meir. There are no more opinions over here. Rab Yudah is not going to solve the problem over here. Rab Yudah makes things worse. So it's either Rab Lazar or Rab Meir. So the Gemara first says it can't go according to Rab Lazar, then the Gemara says it can't go. But according to Rab Meir, it is okay. So Taisa says, wait a minute, it's Torah Loibar. They throw in a comment, you have to explain. The simple reading of the Mishnah is it has the husband's name, Pliny ben Pliny, and his father's name. Then it has the wife's name and her father's name. And that's why the Shliach doesn't remember which get is for which family. So Taisa says that it cannot be that that's what's going on. Why? Because here, we already learned the Taisus on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. The top line on the top Taisus, Kidi Amina Beresh Kol Aget L'Kamon Chov Dalan Amin Beis Kosov L'Garish L'Agdoilo Lo Yigarish Bois HaKtana, because it wasn't written the Shema for the Ktana, it was written the Shema for the Gdoilo. So the Gemara says, Ktana Hu Dola Matz Megarish Bo HaGdoilo Matz Begarish Bo. He wrote to get to the man is married to two wives that have exactly the same name. The two wives have the same name. He's the same husband. He goes under the same name for this wife and that wife. That's him. And the two wives that he's married to have exactly the same name. So if the get was written for the Gdoyle, he cannot use it to be Megarish Tarot Shalor Deshmo. But the Gdoyle, he can be Megarish. So Taisa says, the Gemara says, the Mishnah only makes sense according to Rav Lazar, according to Rav Meir, it can't be. Because according to Rav Meir, you need Muchach Mitoichai. And it's not Muchach Mitoichai on whose behalf. According to Rav Meir, every Shtakinyan, the mechanism of a Shtakinyan is by serving as a Shtarai. So Shtarai has to be Muchach Mitoichai. If there are two people with the exact same name, so there's no Muchach Mitoichai. So that's what Taisa says is not a Beferish Gemara. And Daf Kav Dalet Amud Beis, the beginning of the third Perek, that according to Rav Meir, that you need Muchach Mitoichai, if the man has two wives, or if you have two couples that have exactly the same name, and it's not Muchach Mitoichai for whom the get was written, so according to Rav Meir, the whole get will be no good. So that's what Taisa repeats again over here. But Tzorach Loima Dimim Shalosh and Iri. You repeat it again over here. You have to say that that Mishnah and Peivadam and Bei Shnaim Shesholcha Shnei Gitten Ushmaseim Shovim. It's not exactly Shovim. Reuven Ben Yaakov Ben Yitzchak. So one is Reuven Ben Yaakov Ben Eliezer. There's Shmaseim Shovim Reuven Ben Yaakov. They're both Reuven Ben Yaakov, but the grandfather's name is not the same. I say, how come the Shliach doesn't know which get belongs to this couple, which get belongs to that? Because he doesn't know the grandfather's name. He only knows Pliny ben Pliny. He knows the husband's names are the same. He knows that the both fathers are the same. Or the wives' names are Mishaloshim. It says Rachel Bas Eliyahu, and one of them says Ben Yosef, and one, the other one is Rachel Bas Eliyahu, Ben Eliezer. The grandfathers have to be different. So Tosfos says, if it's not Mishaloshim, then it's not going to work out according to Rav Meir either, because Rav Meir holds you have to have Muchach Mitoichai. It's very not b'mashma. That's what the Ramban says. It's very not b'mashma. It says, "Shnayim shesholcha shnei gitten shmaseim shovim b'nisarva," and you can't identify. So why can't you identify? The Taisa says, the wives don't know the names of their grandfathers either, and the shliach lahalacha does know the name of the grandfather. That's a doichik. That's why the Ramban considered this Tosfos pshat as a doichik. To say to Zet sign the Mishnah and Peivov that is talking about Mishaloshim, that it does have the third generation, it has the grandfather's names, but the shliach doesn't know whose grandfather was Yosef and whose grandfather was Yitzchak. So that's what the Ramban held was a doichik. So the Ramban says that it doesn't have to be Mishaloshim. When the get will be given to the woman, the tfisas balashtar will be mashlim the muchach mitoch. Whoever holds on to the shtar, it will make it into muchach mitoch. And Tosfos insists, not so. Tosfos says that since you need ksiva l'shma, so at the moment of the ksiva, it already has to be muchach mitoch. True in Baba Basra, the Gemara said beferish that the tfisas balashtar can be mashlim the muchach mitoch. I have a shtar that says I owe you $1,000, and someone's name is signed on the bottom. It doesn't say who you is. So it says I owe you. So I said, well, I'm holding on to the shtar, so you owe me the money. You say you don't know who I am. You never saw me before. You say you never borrowed the money from me. Prove that I'm the one who's you. Says I owe you. I should prove that I'm you. I have no proof, but I'm holding on to the shtar. So the Gemara says that it's good. The tfisa bala shtar is mashlim nemuchach mitoichai. That you interpret I owe you means you owe me, the one who's holding on to the shtar. So that's what the Ramban quoted that Gemara to prove. That you don't need Mishaloshim, the Tfisas Balashtar will be Mashlim the Muchach Mitoicha. So apparently Tosfos agrees to that by Shtari Moment. But they're only making a big fuss over here because we're talking about a get, and a get means Ksiva Lishma, so Bishas Ksiva has to be Muchach Mitoicha already. So since the two people with exactly the same name, either the two wives have exactly the same name, or two couples have exactly the same name. The Tosfos says it has to be Mishaloshim. If it won't be Mishaloshim, there's no Muchach Mitoicha, and it doesn't help. The Tvisa Balashtar later will not help to make it into Muchach Mitoicha. Okay. Right, so we know that.
Who's going to hold it?
I don't know. I don't know. The Bezdin will have to. If she'll hold on to one get and she'll hold on to the other get, maybe the wrong one. So but the Bezdin knows that he gave both to this one, he gave both to that one, they're watching. And the Bezdin knows that for sure each wife is Migureshes, so they have to give her a p'tur. They have to give her a shaver, a p'tur that says, we know that the woman was Nisgash. But you're right, neither woman can hold on to either get because maybe it's not the right get. There's a 50-50 chance that it's the wrong get. Then Tosfos quotes the famous Rabbeinu Tam, though the Roger Rabbeinu Tam loim, afilu Rameir, even Rameir says that Eidi Chasim Yakarsa, he doesn't mean that you don't need Eidi Mesira. He agrees with Rabbi Loza that you need Eidi Mesira, but whereas Rabbi Loza holds Eidi Mesira Karsi, you don't need Eidi Chasim, Eidi Mesira accomplished La Shvuyi Shtora, Rabbi Loza holds Eidi Mesira accomplished two things. They serve in a double capacity, according to Rabbeinu Tam. They serve number one as the Eidus Lekim Adavah. When you give a Tabas Kiddushin, you need Eidin Lekim Adavah. So when you give a get, you also need Eidus Lekim Adavah, that the Gerishin should take effect. That's how Tosfos assumes Adavah Pashut. That just like the Gemara never said. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Samachem Beis, that Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekim Adavah. Never says whether a get needs Eidus Lekim Adavah. But Tosfos assumes, Huad Denami, if Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekim Adavah, a get also needs. We'll get the last line of Tosfos. They're going to explain why they think that is so. So Tosfos assumes that the Eidei Mesira are needed according to Rab Lazar for a double, as a double role. Number one, Eidus Lekim Adavar and the Dovah should be Erev on the Maisa Gerish. And number two, Eidei Mesira are needed La Shvuyi Shtara, to give it the status of a Shtar, even if it would have been a Shtar in Didi Mominis, Tosfos says. V'chein Shtar Matnes Karka, Shtar Mecher, Shuvu the Kinyan Karka, Eino Liraya, Eino Mol Klum, the Rab Lazar Medur, Shalon Nesana, Bifnei Eidim. So Tosfos says, not only are the Eidei Mesira needed in a get, Lekiyam HaDavar, for the Davar should be Erva, the Eidei Mesira needed La Shvuyi Shtara, to make it into a Shtar, even in the area of Dinei Mamonos. That's what we explained yesterday. What it means, that's a fancy way of saying that you need Kinyan Shtar needs Eidei Lekiyam HaDavar. When you say you need Eidei Mesira La Shvuyi Shtara, what you're saying is that all other Kinyani Mamon, Chazakeh, and Hakboh, in Meshicha, and Chotzer, and Yad, and Kesef, all the other Kinyonim, by Karka, Mamitalpalim, Agav, they don't need Eidus Lekim Adavah. But this Kinyon of Shtar does need Eidus Lekim Adavah. That's what Tosfos says, in effect. So they say that the Eidim is Sira Le Rab Lazar serve a double purpose. They're the Eidus L'Kiyum Adava on the Gerishim, and then the Eidus L'Kiyum Adava on Shvi Yishtara. They make it into a Shtara, even if it would have been Didi Mominus. And even Rab Meir, who holds that Eidi Chasima Karsi, the Eidi Chasima make La Shvi Yishtara. You don't need Eidi Mesira La Shvi Yishtara, you just need Eidi Chasima, but you still need Eidi Mesira for the Dovah Shabbi Erva aspect. Well, the Roger Rabbeinu Tam Loima, the Afilo, the Rab Meir, boy, Eidi Mesir B'Shas and Sinus Haget, because with the Dovah Shabbi Erva. That's why the Rabbeinu Tam finds it impossible to say like the Rif. The Rif said that according to Rab Meir, you need Eidi Chasima, you don't need Eidi Mesira. And Rab Loza would agree to that. If you have Eidi Chasima, you don't need Eidi Mesira. And Rab Loza just added on. And if you have Eidi Mesira, then you don't need Eidi Chasima. Either A or B. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's impossible. Rabbeinu Tam insists that even according to Rab Meir, you have to have Eidi Mesira. So Rab Meir requires both. Eidi Chasima la Shvi Yishtara. And Eidi Mesira for the Dovah Shabbi Erva. So then what are you going to say according to Rab Lozar? You don't need Eidi Chasima. Everything depends on Eidi Mesira. Eidi Mesira accomplished a double role. So then what are you going to say? Rab Lozar holds either Ruah. What do you mean either Ruah? Rab Meir requires both Eidi Chasima and Eidi Mesira. Rab Lozar says all you need is Eidi Mesira. So how can you say according to Rab Lozar all you need is Eidi Chasima? No one says like that. Rab Meir, who holds Eidi Chasima Karsi, would agree you need both. You need Eidi Chasima La Shvi Yishtara. And Eidi Mesira for the Kiyum, for the Dovah Shabbi Erva, needs Lekiyum Adovah. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam is in disagreement with that Rif, that famous Rif on Daf Peivav. All the Chachmei Svarit hold like that Rif. The Rif, the Rambam, many Geonim, the Chachmei Svarit. So Tosfos insists that even the Chen Shtar Matnas Karka, Shtar Mecher, on a Karka Shehu Lekinyan HaKarka, would require Eidi Mesira. Because if you don't have Eidi Mesira, you don't have Eidi Mesira, so the shtar is not considered a shtar. The definition of a shtar kinyan is Sipra Amaisa Bitzav Animsa Bifnei Eidim. If it's not Nimsa Bifnei Eidim, you need Eidis L'Kiyum Adava for kinyan shtar. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam learns Pshat in Rabbi Lozer. Then Tosfos backs down and he said, Yesh L'chaleg, there's room to argue the point and to say, Delinyan Mamin, Eshtar Mecher, Eshtar Matana Karka, since the halacha says Hadoas Baldin Kemeu Eidim Domi, in Gitni Kiddushin, there is no Hadoas Baldin. But since in Didim Amin is the Dinus Hadoas Baldin Kemeu Eidim Domi, so perhaps it'll be Sagi be Eidi Chasima be Mokem Hadoas Baldin. Avo be Kiddushin be Gerishin la Mahanya Hadoas Baldin, because it's Chab Lachrini. So what's Tosfos driving at? So the Pashtus is that Tosfos is alluding to that Gemara in Kiddushin on Samachayim Adais. The Amoraim came up with this Chiddush. It never really says it in the Mishnayis. In fact, the Gemara tries to dispute it. The Gemara tries to contradict the din from the Mishnayis. The Gemara says there are no Mishnayis that contradict them, and no Mishnayis that support it either. That if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, and there are no Eidim watching, so the whole Kiddushin is not Chal. Because you learn out of Gzeres Shavah, Dova Dova Mimamin, that you have to have Eidis L'Kim Adol. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Rav Kahana is the one who came up with this Chiddush. Mikadosh and Isha with only Eid Echad is no good. You have to be Mikadosh and Isha in the presence of two Eidim. Eid is L'Kim Adov. So the Gemara has the Kasha. Oma Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kahana, that's on Samachem Abes in Kiddushin. Mai Daitoch. Where did you get your idea from? The Alpha is Dova Dova Mi Mama, and you're learning Zereshova, Dova Dova from Mama. Kimotzava Erbaz Dovor, so you need to aid him, Lekiyama Dovor, just like the other Pasuk says, Al Pishne Eidim Al Shlosh Eidim Yochum Dovor, so you need to aid him, Lekiyama Dovor, Frekta Akasha, Ima Lahalon, since you're learning how Dovor should be Erba from Mamanis, and in Mamanis, the Dinus Hoidaz Baldin is good, Ima Lahalon Hoidaz Baldin Kimei Eidim Domi, Afkan Hodas Baldin Kimeyo Eidim Domi. What was the Kasha? What was the Kasha? So the Gemara sounds like it's asking the following question. True, you tell me there's a din that you need Eidis L'Kim Adovar. Well, why should you require Dafke two Eidim other than the Baladinim L'Kim Adovar? What does mean Eidis L'Kim Adovar? This Kiddushin can be ascertained later. If the man was Mekadosh D'Isha yesterday, we can prove today that he was Mekadosh D'Isha yesterday because we have two Eidim. And the Kiddushin was only Chal yesterday because he did it in such a fashion that it's covered with Arayas Eidim. So the Gemara said, why does it have to be covered with Arayas Eidim of two strangers? he and she could both be moida. Ados baldin kemeidin damisim. Whenever a boy marries a girl, it's always covered with arayas eidim. Even if there are no two outsiders standing there, but the chasen kala can serve as the hados baldin. If you're learning adova dova mimamen, to tell you that you need shnayim eidim lekim adova. So learn that, but also by mamen hados baldin is good. So why not say here hados baldin should serve as the eidus lekim adova that the kiddushin was covered with arayas eidim. The next day, the chasen kala can admit that they got married. That's the Gemara's kasha. So to this, the Gemara responds, Omalei, no. Hosam adinim amenis, if I want to admit that I owe money to somebody, it's not chav lachrini. So hadoas baldin is in place. I'm a baldin, and I admit that I owe the money. But if I'm a hadoas baldin chav lachrini, I'm not a baldin for that. That's what we discussed, the Gemara in the end of the first perek, in the middle of the first perek of Matzia Daf Tazayin or so. So the Gemara says there, Hoidos Baldin Chav Lachmini Zeina Nemen Midrabbanim, because Chashina Lekinunya. And here the Gemara sounds like it's saying that it's a Din Min HaTorah. So that's what we said, that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik said, and Rab Shimon Shkop said, and many others say the same shot, that the Gemara there is talking a fella, the Loiva is admitting that he owes money, the Loiva doesn't have any assets, so this Oidos Baldin of the Loiva will enable the Malva to go collect from the Lukuchas. So Mikra Din is good, Mikra Din meant the Araisa is Neman. Make Oidos Baldin on myself. I have no assets, so you have a right to collect from the Lukuchas. So Hashin Lekinunya is a Hashash Mendirabon. On the level of the Raisa, all things legitimate. I make Oidos Baldin. And then everything else happens by itself. I have no assets, so maybe you go to the Lukuchas. Here it's a different story. The word over here is that there is no concept of baldin. There's a baldover. We're discussing whether the woman is mekudeshes to the man, so the boy and the girl are both the balidvar. Then is whoever is a korif to the baldover is posulaitis. So whoever is a korif either to the chasen or to the kala is posulaitis. To the chasen and the kala, the balidvar, but you can't say he's a baldin. Baldin is a terminology, it's a concept that has no room outside of dinim mamonis. It only plays a role in dinim mamonis. So that's what the Gemara says. By kiddushin, it's chav lachrini. What do you mean? Hasam lo kechayiv lachrini. When I make lahidos baldin mamonis, it's not chav lachrini. I am a baldin. Abahochem by kiddushin, kechayiv lachrini. You can't call me a baldin. I'm not a baldin. It's not dinim mamonis. I'm a baldover, but I'm not a baldin. That's how you have to learn the Gemara. As we said, the Gemara in Bav Mitzia says, when I really am a baldin, the loiva admits that he owes money. The hoidos baldin is valid. The chav lachrini, we won't accept it midrabbanan because chashiva lekinunya. But on the level of daris, he is a baldin. Here the Gemara means to say, I'm not a baldin, I'm a baldover. It's detrimental to other people. Anyone else that would want to marry the girl can marry her now because she's an eshes ish.
Why does that mean that I'm not a... Just why does the fact that
a baldin is only when I admit it about myself. So mammon is, I'm admitting about, the mammon is mine, I own the mammon, I have a right to admit. But by use of that, and I really have a right even to admit if it's going to affect the lekuchas, because my admission is not that the lekuchas owe money. I'm admitting that I owe money. I am a baldin. So I mean, I tell you that's good. But over here, what do you mean? He's admitting that he married the girl. The girl is admitting that she's an eshes ish. She's a baldover. She's not a baldin bechlal. Since the thing is negev to all of Klal Yisrael, it's negev to Goyim also whether the woman is an eshes ish or not. It's negev to her too, but she's not a baldin. So since the whole concept of baldin has no application over here.
The Gemara didn't have to say chav lachrini, it just said it's
so therefore he's not a baldin. Well, the way to prove he's not a baldin, they say it's chav lachrini. It's relevant to many other people as well. So the Gemara said, what did the Gemara say? We know that you need Eidus Lekim Adava by Kiddushin, but who says the Gemara's Kasha was? Amalei Rav Ashi Lerav Kana, he asked that Kasha. I agree with you that you need Dava Dava Mimaman, that you need Eidus Lekim Adava. Why did the Eidus Lekim Adava have to be two witnesses? Just like by Mamanis, we say that the Sefta says, Hadoaz Baldin is Kimei Eidim Dami. So say Benegeta Eidus Lekim Adava also. Hadoaz Baldin is Kimei Eidim Dami. So every time you have Kiddushin, the boy and the girl were both watching when he gave the ring and he said, Hariyam Kudeshesli. So they are, at the time there was a Birur. We can wait till tomorrow, we'll be able to ascertain that a Kiddushin occurred yesterday. The boy and the girl will both admit. that he gave a kiddush in the shame ishus, that he was mekadosher. So why do you require dafke that the kiddushin should be covered with raya seidim? If it's covered with a raya of hadas, but then should also be good lakim hadavar. So to this, the Gemara answers, no, there's no concept of baldin over here. It's isa the heta. Baldin is only in dina mamas. So Tosis comes and says, fine, Rav Loza holds that eidim is sira karsi, that you have to have eidim lakim hadavar lashvu yishtara. Kinyan shtar is different from kinyan kesef, different from kinyan chazakeh, different from all other kinyanim. All other kinyanim don't need edus l'kim adavar, but kinyan shtar does, because kinyan shtar need a higher level of das in the edus l'kim adavar. So Tosis says, but you have Rav Ashi's kasha to Rav Kana. Who says that edus l'kim adavar requires two outsiders? You have a hadas baldin is also good edus l'kim adavar. When I give the shtar, let's say I'm giving you a matnas karka, I'm selling you karka that belongs to me. So I'm the one. The shtar is to my detriment. I'm giving away the karka to you. So why do you need two eidim present to be able to ascertain tomorrow that I gave the karka? I'm watching. If I'll be alive tomorrow, I can admit in Bezdin that I gave the karka, I sold the karka to this person. So the mecher or the matona that I did today is covered with a raya, with a birur. I have a birur. What birur? The hadas baldin. He may decide to lie tomorrow. He may decide not to tell the truth tomorrow. He'll deny that he gave it. The Eidim can also die. Let's say, I got married a long time ago. The Eidim Kiddushin, one of them for sure is not alive. Could be the other, could be they're both not alive. So the Kiddushin evaporates. No. If you're Mekadosh and Isha, even if the Eidim are 120 years old, they're going to die the next day. As long as it was covered at the time, Mishas Maisa was covered with Rayas Eidim, so it's a good Kiddushin. So here also, when you give over, I write Sari Mechur Elucha, Sari Nesun Elucha Matan, I give over the shtar to the other person, Beno Le Beno, there's nobody watching at all. No one watching, but I'm watching, so I can admit tomorrow that I gave it off. I may decide not to admit, I may decide to tell a lie, but still, the Kenyan shtar was covered with Arayas Edom. Like the Edom can die. The Edom can decide they don't want to testify. But the Gemara said, Hadas Baldin, would it be good Lekiyam Adavah by Kiddushin also? If not for the fact that it's Chav Dachrini does not have a shame Baldin. That's why. But by Dini Mammon is Tosis, that's what Tosis is. Miri Yesh Lachalek, the Linya Mammon, the Mahanya Hadas, Baldin, Tomatum Dami, Sagi, Beedi Chasime, Bemakam Hadas, Baldin. What do you mean, Sagi, Beedi Chasime, Bemakam Hadas, Baldin? Like Tosis said before, the Eidi Chasime, how does a woman prove by holding on to the get, how does she prove that she was Nizgarsha? The Eidim signed the get before the husband gave it. They don't sign after it's given. They sign when the husband expresses his interest in divorcing the wife. So the answer is, that's what Rabbi Kivege wrote, that's what the Pnei Yeshua writes. The Eidim at the time they sign are only testifying that they know that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. But then when, and that get is intended to be handed over to the wife. The husband who authorizes the writing of the get is called the Das HaMeschayev. The woman to whom the get, we plan to give the get, is called the Balas HaShtar. So when later the wife is holding on to the shtar, she's the balashtar. When you have tfisas balashtar, so we say not only does the shtar testify to what the Eidim knew was true at the time that they signed, namely that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, we assume whatever is mistoma hakol be'ech shanas, whatever probably happened, is also considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder. So when a woman holds on to a get, so the Mishnah says later on Lama Dawud Lama Vav, that they, those Eidei Chasimah serve as Eidei, serves as a shtar raya, even though they weren't there at the time the get was given. The Eidei Chasimah signed the get in Eretz Yisrael. The get was given in New York. They weren't here. Could even be that they died before the get was given. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's a din in Hilchos Shtar. The shtar is considered as if it includes Agudas Seder, and whatever the Baal HaShtar was holding it when this Baal HaShtar has tfisas HaShtar, and he claims that everything went normally. So then we assume Mistama HaKol Be'achshanas, it probably is the case, and whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Havodah Seder of the Shtar. So that's what Tosha says, if you have a Shtar Kinyan on Karka, and you have Eidei Chasimah, so the Eidei Chasimah will testify that the one who's holding on to the Shtar didn't grab it from the Noisein HaKarka, or from the Moicher HaKarka. He didn't grab it. Mistama HaKol Be'achshanas, Mistama, he gave it to me. Mistama really sold me the Karka. So by a get, we say Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanasa, he probably gave the get in the presence of two Eidim, because everybody knows that's the din. You have to have two Eidim, Rabbi Natam claims, everybody knows that's the din. Roger Rabbeinu Tam Loima, you have to have Eidus Lekima Dover. The Ramban says, how can the Rabbeinu Tam say like that if the Rif disagrees? Rabbi Einstatter is a friend of mine for many years. Many of you know him already. He has a shul in Cleveland. He's a big Talmid Chacham, and he comes to the yeshiva twice a year to raise tzedakah.
No comment. You know, twice a year we come here. We come here for many, many years. Before Purim and before Yom Nirayim, we distribute money to Eretz Yisrael to over 400 families, which are literally poverty stricken. The reason I'm involved in it is because it's an honest tzedakah. Families are checked out for their needs. Larger stipends are given to those with greater needs and larger families, and smaller to smaller ones. And it's checked out from time to time. And moreover, there's no overhead whatsoever. Every single cent goes to them. I come here from Cleveland, it does not come out of this money. It's taken care of elsewhere. Or the changing of money to Eretz Yisrael from dollars to shkolim, nothing comes out of this. Every cent goes to them. It's a really honest tzedakah, and people, especially with dollars now going down in Eretz Yisrael in relation to the shekel, they're in dire need. Everyone wants to give tzedakah. You'd like to know that it's honest. You'd like to know that it's given to people who really need it. And you'd like to know that something of it goes there is not lost in the overhead. Here you have no fear on either end. I ask you, please, whatever you can do, you're giving them, you do more for yourselves than you do for them. Believe me, they really need the money. You can make out a check to my shul for tax purposes, Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund. Your friends, you know, want to give, please. Rabbi Schachter will call me before or after Yom Kippur. Whatever's been committed at that time, we'll lay out the funds in Eretz Yisrael. So I urge you, do whatever you can now, whatever you can do subsequently, please do. Most of our money comes from Yitzchak Chonitz alumni. The alumni, some professionals, some very successful ones, they save most of the large money, as they told me, to give to this, because they know it's honest. And that comprises really much, the overwhelming majority of what we send there. Please help.
Rabbi Einstein's parents used to live in my building. He used to live here in the neighborhood before he got married. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Tam says at the end, just like if the get disha has a dechasime. So we say Mistamaha called the Hechshanasa. We assume that the get was certainly given over in the presence of two Eidim Isir. Why should you assume like that? Because that's what the halacha requires. Who says the halacha requires like that? The Rabbeinu Tam says like that. Well, the Raga Rabbeinu Tam Loima, everybody agrees you need Eidim Isir. The Ramban says, what do you mean? But the Rif disagrees. So how can you say the Eidim, everybody in the world knows that the Rif is wrong? How can you say, he said, first of all, not all the rabbis agree. How can you assume that the Eidei Chasima, the shtar includes Hagodah Seidus, that the get was given over in the presence of Eidei Mesir? If the Rebbe holds you don't need Eidei Mesir. Secondly, even if everyone would agree with the Rabbeinu Tam, who says the Eidei Matalmid HaChamim? You say, whatever is probably so, whatever the likelihood is that it's so, so we assume that this too is included in the Haggadah Seder, if the Baal HaShtar is Teifes, and he claims that that's so. So he says, ought to call the Megarish Bebeidina Megarish. What? You don't always have a rabbi present when you give a get. Now, our practice is we always have a Masada Git. But that was a Takana Mulcheris from the later days of the Amorayim, called Sheni Debetiv Git Megidushin. That's the Rashi on the bottom of Hamid Beis. But in the earlier generations of the Amoraim, they didn't always have rabbis present when a get was given. So the Ramban has the two tainis against the Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, not all the rabbis agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Many hold that if you have Eidah Hasim, you don't need Eidah Masir. So how can you say that the get includes Haggadah Seder that there were Eidah Masir? And then it says, and even if all the rabbis would agree with the Rabbeinu Tam, Ve'azok that the Balabatim know that that's the din. Maybe when the get was given, they didn't know. How can you say that? Mistame, the likelihood is that they followed all the rules. But over here, yeah. I don't know. He assumes that Kligitech Magavi Karka, everybody knows. Why does everybody know that? There was Grada, a prominent conservative rabbi. He used to be in charge of all of their gittin. So people assumed that he probably knows what he's doing. So my father told me that he once carried on a conversation with him. This rabbi never heard of the din of Tligitat Magavikar. And he was in charge of all the gittin for the conservatives. So that's a good kasha. How can we assume that that everybody knows that if the conservative rabbi who was mamuna on the gittin does know this din of Tligitat Magavikar? How can it be all about them? No. It's a good taina. I don't know. But this, now the Rabbeinu Tam, this part of Rabbeinu Tam for sure is good. Rabbeinu Tam says, if I have a shtar that has Eirich Hasima on it, and it says that Pliny gave me karka matona, Pliny sold me karka, one or the other. So, and I'm holding on to the shtar, and I claim that he gave it to me. I don't have to claim that he gave it in the presence of two Eidim. I just say he gave it to me out of his own free will. So just like by Gittin, you need, just like by Kiddushin, you need Eidus Lekim Adavar. By Mamanus also. By Shtar Maman, you also need Eidus Mesir, you need Eidus Lekim Adavar. But by Maman, since Hadas Badin is good, so the Hadas Badin can substitute for Eidus Lekim Adavar. The Gemara had a Havamina that Hadas Badin should be able to substitute for Eidus Lekim Adavar by Kiddushin. The Gemara says, no, there is no Baldin. It's Chav Lachrini. But by Mamanus, there is a Baldin. So if I'm holding on to the shtar that has Eirich Hasima, and I claim that the Moicher or the Noisen gave me the shtar, he gave me this karka, he sold me the karka, we assume Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shanasi, he gave it to me out of his own free will, I didn't steal it from him. So if he gave it to me, built in is, assumed is, that that you have a Haidos Baldin. He was watching. He knew what he was doing when he gave it to me. So that's assuming that there was a Haidos Baldin present. So you have Eidus Lekim Adavar. The Eidus Lekim Adavar does not make two strangers. The Baldin himself was watching when he gave it over. That's how Tosis ends off. Yesh L'chalek, the linear moment, since Adavar's Baldin does work, Gittin, the Kiddushan Adavar's Baldin doesn't work. So there you have to have Eidus Lekim Adavar, two strangers. But over here by Mamen, since Adavar's Baldin does work, so Adavar's Baldin can serve as the Eidus Lekim Adavar. So how do you know there was Adavar's Baldin? If there wasn't Adavar's Baldin, so how did I get the shtar? I stole it from the Moicher. No, that's Mistama Kol Be'ech Shanase. That's the Eirich Hasima, even though they signed it a month ago, the shtar includes Haggadah Seder, that I didn't steal it from the Moicher, that he gave it to me out of his own free will. That's what Tosfos says. Sagi be'Eirich Hasima, b'mokom Haidos Baldin, the Eirich Hasima include, even though at the time that they signed Kosfos Shtar L'Moicher, Afal Pishen L'Keach Imay. So they signed the shtar when the Moicher expressed an interest in selling the karka, or giving away the karka matana. They don't know whether he gave it to me or not. But once I'm holding on to the shtar, I have tvisas bala shtar. I'm holding on to the shtar, and I claim that he gave it to me out of his own free will. He sold me the karka. He gave me the karka matana. So the shtar includes Haggadah Seder. So that's true. He gave it to me out of his own free will. If he gave it to me, so then he was present. So yeah, but those baldin is good with kiyum adonah. But by Kiddushin, you can't say Hodas Baldin should serve as Eidus Lekim Adavar. That's exactly, that was the Ravashi's Kasha to Rav Kahane. Amalei Ravashi le Rav Kahane, why don't you say Hodas Baldin should be able to serve as Eidus Lekim Adavar? And Mar says, no, there is no Hodas Baldin. So here the Tosis adds on. In the Gemara in Kiddushin, it only says it by Kiddushin. That Kiddushin is Chav Lachrin. And the Gemara says, Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekim Adavar. The Gemara never says beferish etat git. That's what the regular Rabbeinu Tam assumes a davar pashut, that not only do you need edus and kiyum davar by kiddushin, you need edus and kiyum davar by a get as well. We even assume you need edus and kiyum davar by chalitza. We were talking yesterday. Hashayla, Rab Chaim claims it's a machlekes harishonim, we need edus and kiyum davar by chalitza. By yibum is the same as kiddushin. So you understand what the Ramah says, that you need edus and kiyum davar by the yibum, but by chalitza. So the answer is, we assume you need edus l'kim adavah by kiddushin, you need edus l'kim adavah by every ma'aseh adavah shebiyev, by gittin as well, and by chalitza as well. But there's really room to argue the point and say that not so. Tosa says over here, avol b'kiddushin v'gerishin lo mahan yohardoas baldin, because chav lachrini, they're just referring to that gemara. They're just quoting the gemara there. But the gemara only says it on kiddushin. Kiddushin is chav lachrini, because she's taken up now, she can't marry anybody else. The Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says kiddushin also lo akreivin. It's chav lachrini. Why? Because also lo akreivin. What kind of also lo akreivin? We should have said also lo kuli alma. Also lo kuli alma. What kind of also lo akreivin? And then Tosfos says a begerishin also lo akoyin. A grusha is asur lo koyin. So you can't say hadoas baldin kemeirim dami by gerishin. You can't say leto hadoas baldin serve as the Eidus L'Kim Adavar, so Tosfos says no, because Gerishin is also Chav Lachrini. But the question is, who says that Gerishin needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar in the first place? The whole discussion the Mara had over there was like this: on the assumption that Kiddushin needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar, let Hadas Baldin, that was present at the time the Chas and Kala got married, they both agreed, so let their Hadas Baldin serve as the Eidus L'Kim Adavar. The Kiddushin is covered with Arayas Eidim. If they'll admit tomorrow, the Mara said, what do you mean they'll admit? They're not Balei Dinim. They're Balei Dvarim. They're not Balei Dinim. There is no Dinim Hadoras Baldin. But the whole Gemara, the whole question with the answer is all on the assumption that Kiddush needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar. Who says that a get needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar in the first place? So that's what some Rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam here. They ask, how can the Rif say? The Rif says, according to Rab Meir, if you have Eidus Hasima, there's no need for Eidus Mesir. And he says, even according to Rab Loza, if you have Eidus Hasima, you don't need any Mesir. So they say, how can it be? But the Rabbeinu Tam is right. Don't you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar for the Davar Shebiyervo? So some of the Rishonim say, no. The Gemara only appears in Kiddush and Daf Samachet. The Gemara never said a word that a get is a Davar Shebiyervo. The Gemara never says Chalitza needs the Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar. It's only a din in Kiddush. Who says that there's such a din anywhere else? The drasha that we learn it from is very difficult. We don't understand. The drasha is kimotzaba ervas dover because of Allah's savior creases. Kimotzaba ervas dover is talking, the husband ascertains, the man is married, and he ascertains that ishta zinsa, she's a sait asur al baila, and he has to divorce her. How does he ascertain that she was zinsa? And Eidecha tells him that zinsa, it's not covered with Eidecha nemen bisur. That's a dover should be erva. Kimotzaba ervas dover. To asur and ishta baila needs to aid him. But that's Eidus Labira Dover. That's not Eidus L'Kim Adavar. So we don't understand at all, where did Rav Kana see in this Kimotzabar Ever's Dover, 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 Mom, where did he see Bechlal that it goes on Eidus L'Kim Adavar by Kiddushin? We don't understand it at all. We don't understand. The Rajboy asked a different question. You're learning out Dover, Dover, Mi Mom. Where in the world do you need Eidus L'Kim Adavar by Mom? What are you learning out from? So yesterday, some said, well, according to the Ravid, that there are cases in Mammon where you need a higher level of das, namely by Chalipin, so you need Eidus L'Kim Adavar there, so that's what you're learning out from. Yeah, all right. So Mammon, it exists. But what does it have to do with Saita? What does it have to do with Ishtai Zinsa? Kimotza Be'erva's Adavar doesn't go on marriage. It goes on Zinsa. So Zinsa, you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adavar. That's Eidus L'Bira Adavar. Eidus L'Bira Adavar is the Gemara at the end of Gittin, of Tzadikam and Aleph. That you need two Eidim L'Bira Adavar by an issue of Dovah Shebiyervo. But how did he come up with the idea? How did Rav Kahana come up with the Einfal that you need Eidus L'Kim Adavar by Kiddushin? Who linked this in the Pasuk? We don't understand, but that's what some Rishonim say later. The Rif and the Chachmei Svara don't agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. Who says that a get needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar? If you assume that it needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar, so then the Rabbeinu Tam adds on that in Mistabed that you can't say Hadoras Baldin should substitute for Eidus L'Kim Adavar because there's no Baldin, not by Kiddushin, not by Gerishin. Who says in the first place that you need Eidus L'Kim Adavar by Get? So that's the one Yishuv that they give on the Rif. The Rif holds that a Get never needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar. And the other Yishuv was the Ran, the famous Ran that we read a few times later on page Memches. The Ran says, if you have Eidus Hasima, so later on, when the Baal gave the get to the Isha, there was taka nobody watching. He gave it beino lebeino. So there were no two live people, flesh and blood, living people watching when the get was given. But after the get is given to the woman, if the get has erich hasima and it's muchav mitoichai and it's ksav sheni yochel is daiv, so it's going to serve as a shtar raya later that the woman holds on to the get and she says, my husband gave it to me. How does she prove it? The fact she holds on to the get and has erich hasima, so we assume mistama hakol behech shenase. So the Ran explains the Eidich Hasima serve as the Eidim Mesira. What do you mean they serve? They're not. They died already. Let's say the Eidich Hasima signed it and they died before the husband gave over the get. So it's not that the Eidich Hasima serve as the Eidim Mesira. It means that's the din in every shtar. Every shtar contains Hagodas Eidis. Once the Baal Shtar has a Tvisas Hashtar, he's holding on to it. So the shtar Alpidin is considered as if it contains Hagodas Eidis, not only on what they knew was true at the time they signed it, it includes Hagodas Eidis on even the things that happen later. Whatever is probably the case, and the person is holding on to the shtar, Taina said that's what happened, so we assume Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shenas. So that's what the Ran answers. The requirement for Eidis L'Kim HaDavar doesn't necessarily mean that you need two living people, flesh and blood, warm bodies, standing and watching when the husband gives the get to the wife. What it means is, how did the Gemara have a havamina kiddush and daf samachemid based that Eidis L'Kim HaDavar can be fulfilled with Hadoaz Baldin? There are no two living people watching when the Baal gives the ring to the Yishuv. The answer is no. The din of Eidis L'Kim HaDavar means the Maisei Kiddushin should be covered with Arayas Eidis. If you can prove that it happened later on, then it's called Eidis L'Kim HaDavar. So the Gemara said no. Hadoaz Baldin is also good proof. When the Baal gives the get, when the Chassan gives the ring to the Kala, so the Chassan Kala were watching. So you can cover it with a raya of Hadoaz Baldin. Umar said that's not a good raya, Chav Bachrini. But over here, if you have the Eidich Hasima signed on the get, so when the Isha will be holding on to the get, so the Shtar will contain within it the Hagodah Seydis, the Stam HaKol Be'ech Shenasa, that it was given over to the Isha. Not like Rabbi Natan says, it'll contain the Hagodah Seydis, that it was given over in the presence of two witnesses. That's because Rabbi Natan holds that that's what's needed. If you need two witnesses, then we assume Stam HaKol Be'ech Shenasa. They probably did it right. The Ramban, the Rif holds that you don't need two Eidim watching, but you need the Baal should give it out of his own free will. So the Eidus of the Shtar, the Eidich Hasim on the Shtar, include the Hagodah Seydis that the get was given over to the Isha. So that serves as Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. The Mesiras HaGet is covered with a Raya later, when she'll hold on to the get. That will serve as a raya that it was given over to her. That's called the Ran holds that that's the pshat in the Rif. You have Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. Other Rishon, the Rashba says there is no Mokka Bechlal. Who says that a get needs Eidus L'Kim HaDavar? I mean, a Tam assumes like that. Maybe it's not so. We assume like that. We assume a get needs and Chalitza, we require Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. But it's possible the Rif disagrees with the whole assumption. Maybe the Gemara only says it by Kiddushin. It's only by Kiddushin.
Why only by Kiddushin? What is the reason why?
We don't understand how the Gemara figured out this Yalfusa at all. Where does it say the Pasuk giving Kiddushin? Where does it say a word about Eidus L'Kim HaDavar? Pasuk is talking about Saita. Saita, you for sure don't need Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. If an Eishes Ish is Mizana, no one's watching. So Taisus in Ksuvis on Daf Tesem and Aleph interprets in the Gemara that there was a Havamina there in Ksuvis that you should need Eidus L'Kim HaDavar. So whenever an Eishes Ish is Mizana, then no Eidim, so shall be Muteris L'Bayil. So the Gemara says that that's ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous. You don't need Eidus L'Kim HaDavar by a Saita that she should become Asur al-Bayil. So the Pasuk goes on Saita. So how do they see in the Pasuk Bechlal that there's an institution of Eidus L'Kim HaDavar? All you see is that Eidus L'Bir HaDavar by Davar Shabir. So we don't understand Bechlal. But that's what some Rishonim suggest. The Rif denies the whole premise. Who says that a get needs Eidus L'Kim HaDavar? If the Rabbi Natan's premise is correct, that a get needs Eidus L'Kim HaDavar, so then he says at the end that you can't say Hadoaz Baldin can substitute for Eidus L'Kim HaDavar because it's Chav Lachreni. So we understand that last line. But the halacha that you require Eidus L'Kim HaDavar is not based on Chav Lachreni. Chav Lachreni is the explanation why Hadoaz Baldin can't substitute for the Eidim, for the two other Eidim, because he's not a Baldin. But if you don't need Eidus L'Kim HaDavar, just because Chav Lachreni, just because a get is Chav Lachreni should become Asur L'Kayin, That's not a reason to require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDos.
What if he dies in the possibility of Basila, that
You're asking a good kasha. According to Beis Hillel, that Erva and Davar are two different things. So how do you make such a statement that a Davar should be Erva and each Nei Edim? It's not a good kasha. That's a murderous kasha also. I don't know. It's a good kasha. It's all good kasha. I don't know. The pashtus is, if you hold that a get needs eidus l'kiyum hadavar, then we can't say hadavar is baldin kesavta because there's no baldin. Period. You don't have to have the chavlach minich. He's not a baldin. And nisa the heter is no baldin. Okay, this is a very famous tesis. I have a lot to say. Halacha kablaza b'sharshtaris, but halacha is machlekes on peivavim and beis, and we discussed the machlekes of Rishonim. What does that mean? Whether sharshtaris only means shtari halva because the issue that they're fighting about is maybe leis lekola? Or no, all shtari mamon have to be leman yamdu yamim rabim, because in the world of business you have to have rais. If you don't have rais, the whole shtar kinyan is no good in the first place. So that's a machlekes of Rishonim. What was the machlekes of Maroim on peivavim and beis? Then the Mizuik Mitoch applies even in Shtari Mamet. Even in Shtar Matanto. The Gemara says Mizuik Mitoch by Kroivim. Then Tosis proves from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches, Halacha K'Rav Loza B'Shar Shtaris. So the Ramban says, no, that was a Tziruf Hashitas. Fascinating. Tziruf Hashitas. We're used to thinking of Tziruf Hashitas in Achrayim. Whoever heard Tziruf Hashitas in Amaroim? So the Ramban says, no, that's Pshat Rav Yosef. Maybe the din is that Gisim betray Gisim Akasha. And even if you hacken me, maybe betray Gisim Apostle, halachic Rabbi Yossi, a different Rabbi Yossi, two different versions of what Rabbi Yossi said, it can be mitzarf the sheet of Rablaz, halachic Rablaz of Ishashtaris. But not that he really meant to paskin halachic Rablaz of Ishashtaris, he was mitzarf the two sheetas together. A tzirif hashit, a psak based on a tzirif hashit. Well, because he wasn't really sure what the din is. Every line in this Tosfos is important. Okay. Here the Gemara continues on Dalet Amud Aleph. Just to review again, the Masechta begins with the Takana der Rabbanan that the Shliach Lailoch has to be Fanerach Fanerach. Gemara had a Machlekes with Rabba and Rava. What is it all about? So now the Gemara says, well, maybe the Tanoim have something to say about this. There were three shittas. The Gemara starts in the middle of Tanan. Yeah, about the 12, 13 lines from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. The last two words on the line are Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. The next line begins with the word Gamliel. Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer. So the Gemara says, you look in the Mishnah, there seem to be three opinions in the Tanoim. The first Tana says that you only have to say b'fananechtam if you bring the get from Medina Sayam, that's far away. But if the get was written in a city that's close to Eretz Yisrael, even though it's in Chutz Lartz, then the Tanakhama seems to you don't have to say b'fananechtam. Rabbi Gamliel is more machmer than the Tanakhama, Shita number two, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Afanevi Merarekim Menachigi, even though it's so close, you still have to say b'fan anechta, but there are cities in Chutz Lartz that Rabbi Gamliel would agree that you don't have to say b'fan anechta. When is that? If it's not only Ayoris Asmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael, it's Muvlois also. Muvlois means the border of Eretz Yisrael is jagged, it doesn't go straight north to south. It goes in and out. So there are certain cities in Chutz Lartz that are Muvlois. If you were to draw a line from one eastern point of Eretz Yisrael to the other, you would draw a line connecting. You'll be swallowing up Muvlois. You'll be drawing the line, including part of Chutz Lartz. So Rabbi Gamliel seems to hold Amevi Merarekim Minachigas Chutz Lartz. That's close. You have to say b'fananechta. But Amevi get from Kvaludim Lulud. That's not only Smuchas. That's Muvlois. So then you wouldn't have to say b'fananechta. And the third sheet of the Mishnah is you always have to say b'fananechta, even Smuchas and even Muvlois. You always need. So the Gemara thought maybe this is the Machlekes Satanoim. whether the Fanenechtav is based on the Shema, so if they're close enough to Eretz Yisrael, so they probably know the Dina. But if the Fanenechtav is based on Kiyum, so if it belongs to a different Medina, if it's a different, under a different jurisdiction, a different government, so then Mestama, there isn't going to be too much traffic from one to the other. So you're going to have an issue of Kiyum. So the Gemara says, maybe this is the Machlekes Satarim. So the Gemara says, no. Rabba Mataris L'taim, every Rabba Mataris L'taim. Rabba holds that, everybody holds that the concern is Lishma. And Rabba claims all the Tanaim hold that the concern is Kiyum. And it's a different Machlekes. Rabba holds, these are the three Shitas. The first Tana holds if it's close enough to Eretz Yisrael. Smucha is, they probably know the din already. They'll know the din, so you don't have to say b'fan anechta. Rabbi Gamliel says, no. Smuchas is not enough. He can't rely on the fact that they'll know unless it's mavlois. If it's mavlois, then you have a right to assume that they know. And then the third, Chachamim Mamim, the third sheet in the Mishnah is that you make a loy plug rabbanon, even though there probably are cities and chutzlords that are so close to Eretz Yisrael that they'll know the din, but we made a loy plug, all of chutzlords needs b'fan anechta. Sure. But that's how Rabbi will say. And Rabbi will say the same thing. Rabbi will say, the first Tana holds that it's Smuchas Laritzel, probably going to be people traveling back and forth, even though it's a different country, but it's right over the border. So they can easily go. Next Tana says, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, Smuchas is not enough, you have to have Muvlois. If it's Muvlois, then there's more of a reason to say that there are going to be people traveling back and forth that will recognize the Chasimus. And the third Tana says, it's a Loi Plug Rabba. The Shoyin said, the Gemara says, you can't really prove anything. The Gemara first thought that this is the Machlokes HaTanaim. The Gemara said he can't prove anything. Shine. Then the Gemara starts analyzing the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, V'chachamim Moimrim, what was the third, the first Tanakama, then Rav Gamliel, then Rav Lezer, and Matilim Kralud. And then the Chachamim say, "Ein etzach lam mefanam mefanam nechtam ela amei v'get v'medina seyam v'hamoylech v'amei v'medina v'medina seyam." What is hamoylech? Hamoylech means the one who brings the get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Amei v'get. Mishnayos were composed. Most of the Tanaim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnayos were composed in Eretz Yisrael. So medina seyam means when the perspective of Eretz Yisrael is very far away. So he says, "Hamoylech hamei means is bringing a get from medina seyam to Eretz Yisrael." Vamoylech means bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Zayam, to Chutz Lord. So the Chachamim Moimim in the Mishnah that Amoylech get me Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lord has to say b'fanai nechtav. And it sounds like the Tanakhama doesn't agree. Tanakhama says in big letters, Hamevi. Doesn't say Amoylech. Only Hamevi. And the Chachamim say in little letters, Amoylech v'Hamevi. So it sounds like a Machlokes, but the Moylech one who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lord. So the Gemara says, that's it. No, that's the Machlokes Satanoim. Tanakama holds that it's only because of the Shema, so it's only in this direction. But if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, of course in Eretz Yisrael, all the Tanaim live in Eretz Yisrael. They know that you need the Shema. And the Chachamim Amrim probably hold that the reason for Bafana Nechtav is because of Kiyum. So in both directions, there's going to be a problem of Kiyum. The people in Chutz La'aretz won't recognize Chasimus from Eretz Yisrael. The people in Eretz Yisrael won't recognize the Chasimus from Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says, isn't this the Machlokes HaTanaim? So the Gemara says, Rabba holds that the reason why you need b'fanei nechtav is because of lishma, and it really doesn't make any sense that you should need b'fanei nechtav going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So how can it be a Tana? How can it be b'chachamim ma'amrim? And the Gemara thought that Rabba doesn't agree with Rabba at this point. The Gemara is going to prove later he must agree with Rabba. But so far the Gemara thought Rabba lays laid the Rabba. So the Gemara says, oh, b'chachamim ma'amrim, the third Tana is goz ha'moylech ha'tumegi. So gzera de Rabba. Tana kama, and the Chachamim Magoizer Moylech HaTomevi. That's how Rabba will say. According to Rabba, that the reason why I need b'fanei nechtav is because of Kiyum. So it doesn't make any difference whether from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So how can there be a Machlokes HaTanaim? So Rabba says there never was a Machlokes HaTanaim. But Chachamim Maimim are just spelling out what Rabbanan Basroi, the Chachamim Deleshi, the Lefrushi Taimim, the Tanakam Hudiyasa. That's on the 10th line from the top of Dalai Lama. Just explaining what the Tanakhama said, there never was a Machlokes HaTanaim. Everybody agrees, of course, that you need b'fanei nechtav in both directions. From Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. Then the Gemara starts going back. We said in the beginning that there's a Machlokes, Rabba and Rava, and there are nafkaminas, my benayu, what's the difference, halach alamaisim? Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply. There are different kinds of gzeras. Sometimes the Chachamim make gzera, it's a loy plug rabbanon, even in a case where the reason doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. And here the Gemara says, "My benayu, no. Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, then the whole gzera doesn't apply." This is ruba, the ruba of the gzeris. You don't say like that. Ruba, the ruba of the gzeris are a loy plug rab on it. Even when the reason doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. Very few gzeris, but where you say "My benayu," whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply. We have to continue to see. You see the Gemara later on this topic. So the Gemara first rattles off on the top of Beis Amid Beis, by Beinayu, on the second line, Dikam Beinayu, three Nafkaminas. Asil Beitrei, Memedina, Medina, Beretz Yisrael, and Ambos Medina, Memedina, Sayam. There seem to be three Nafkaminas. Now the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, I may beget Memedina, Lemedina, Memedina, Sayam. It only says Memedina, Lemedina, Memedina, Sayam. Sounds like Beos Medina, Memedina, Sayam. You don't have to say Befana Nechta. Why not? They don't know the Shema. If you're concerned about the Shema, they don't know the Shema. So you see, from the Mishnah, the Shema is not a consideration. The only reason why you need Befana Nechta is because they need him in Suim L'Kaimus. So goes to Medina, there's no problem. So how can it be a Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi and Afkamina, goes to Medina and Medina Sayam? The Gemara says, no, maybe we should say a different deal. It doesn't mean Medina and Medina and Medina Sayam needs Befana Nechta. But Ba'os and Medina, Medina Sayyam does need. No, that's not true. It means the Medina, the Medina, the Medina Sayyam needs Befana Nechta, but not in Eretz Yisrael. The Medina, the Medina, the Eretz Yisrael doesn't need Befana Nechta. Aye, but we said that's also one of the Nafkaminas. That's one of the three Nafkaminas, the Medina, the Medina, the Eretz Yisrael. That if the reason for Befana Nechta is because of the concern of the Shalom, the Shema, so in Eretz Yisrael they all know the deal. But if the concern is because of Kiyam, so from one Medina to the other, they won't know. So what do we do with the Mishnah? So the Gemara finally says, no, no. Everybody agrees to that. Cross it out. We said initially, strike it out. We said initially, my Benayu, ik Benayu. There are three Nafkaminas between Rabbi and Rabbi. Whatever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, then the Gzera doesn't apply. It's not a light plug. And we originally thought there are three Nafkaminas. One of the Nafkaminas is wrong, so you scratch it out. We thought the Medina and Medina Beretz Yisrael depends on Rabbi Rava. It's not true. Even if you all like Rava, that the reason why they require Befana Nechtav is because we want to make sure that it's not Mezuyah, we want to have Kiyom. Medina and Medina Beretz Yisrael, you're always going to have people who will identify the handwriting. Why? Everybody's Oyle Rego. Everybody's traveling all over Beretz Yisrael to be Oyle Rego. So since everybody's traveling all over, and they don't always go on the shortest distance. They go this way, they go that way. They listen to the traffic report. So sometimes they go. So all over Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have Edom and Tzuyim L'Kaim. So the Gemara says, well, that's nice, Bizman Abayis. But the Mishnayos were edited by Rav Yudah Nasi. He lived years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So there's no one's Aliyah Regel anymore. So what kind of Aliyah L'Regel? The Gemara says, well, there was something similar to Aliyah L'Regel. The Gemara says, since there were Batidinim Kfuim in Eretz Yisrael, they had Smicha. There's no smicha in Chutz Lord. Whoever got smicha in Eretz Yisrael can continue to function as a samuch, as a bez in the Chutz Lord as well. But they had more smuchim in Eretz Yisrael than a Chutz Lord, many more smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of times, people would be traveling from Chutz Lord to Eretz Yisrael, or they would travel from one location in Eretz Yisrael to the other in order to go to a bez in Kavua that had smicha. So the Gemara says, "Afilu bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam." The people will always be able to make Kiyam Ashtar. So one of the Nafkaminas we should cross out. So how many Nafkaminas do we have now? So the Gemara says we originally thought we had three. So we crossed one out. So three minus one is two. So the Gemara reviews again. So now what are you left with? Mayikala Mema. So the Gemara says, okay, there are two Nafkaminas. The Nafkaminam in both the Medina Sayam, or the other Nafkaminam was Asyu Beitre. So, so far the Gemara is assuming Machlekes Rabba v'Rava. So far we can't really tell what any Tanoim say on the matter. We really can't. Rabba will interpret, Rabba Matars the Tamei, Rabba Matars, each one will interpret the Tanoim, we can't tell. So far. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How is it possible for anybody to disagree with Rabba? So the Farish and Mishnah, the Tana and the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, what does it mean? A hegemony. If there's one city that's divided between two different governments, and the Makpidim Zalzed, they don't allow people to travel from one part of the city to to the other. So since there are no people traveling, so you have to have b'fanenechtam. If the get, someone smuggled a get in from one side of the city to the derech klal, they don't allow anyone to travel. Someone smuggled in a get, so you have to have b'fanenechtam. But it's an Eretz Yisrael. The city is an Eretz Yisrael. So there's no chashash of shelo lishmo. So the Gemara says that's clear. You see from the Mishnah that everybody agrees with Rabbi that you need kiyum hashtar. The machlok is Rav and Rab only is there an additional consideration of Shalom Lishma? But Rav is consideration everybody's maskim to, that's beferish. So if everybody's maskim to that, and Mimedina Lemedina Beretz Yisrael, not only Bizman, Abayis wasn't a concern, even after the Churban Abayis also wasn't a concern, because you are going to have Edim and Sim Lekaima because Kibin Dika, but the Din and the Kvim, Mishkach Shkichi, you will get Edim and Sim Lekaima. So you have to cross that one of the nafkamina. Gemara says fine. So you only left with two. My benayu. Gemara has five lines from the bottom. So you left with two nafkaminas. Asiyu betrei and boisim medina medina sayam. Fine. So that the Gemara ran through. You can't really prove anything. Now the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. There's a Mishnah later that we're not sure what it says in the Mishnah. I'll test someone out. The next Mishnah, I maybe get medina sayam. And he's supposed to say b'fanenechtam. Any yochalayim b'fanenechtam. He can't say. Why can't he say? Because he wasn't there. Because he wasn't there when the get was written, when the get was signed. The husband gave him the get afterwards and said, "Here's a get. Give it to my wife. I make her shliach la'alocha." That's what it means. Any yochalayim. So Taisus says, "Nah, it wouldn't appear. Wouldn't appear that that's the pshat." Why does it say any yochalayim? That's the top taisus on Hayam Adal. Why don't you just say shalei roksi v'saget? The shliach la'alocha wasn't present when the get was written, when the get was signed. The taisus says no. Then it shouldn't say any yochalayim. It should say hamedi get m'dinas hayam v'lo yama b'fananechtu. It didn't say. So what do you do? Why does it say any yochalayim? Sounds like the gaber is a lot barhochi. Not that he happened not to be present when the get was written. There's something wrong with him. He has some condition that prevents him from ever saying b'fanenechta. Why? He can't talk. He can't talk. What do you mean can't talk? There's a cheresh she'enu shameh ve'enu medaber. Cheresh she'enu shameh ve'enu medaber. In the days of the Gemara they were unable to educate. So such a cheresh is considered a lot by das. That's retarded. There's three people cheresh ha'ita b'katan. So kat means a child before bar mitzvah, girl before bas mitzvah, even if they're super geniuses, the Vilna Gaon, it's considered a la bardas. Sure, that's halacha. In order to be considered a bardas, you have to be a gaon. Then you have a shaita. Shaita is a super genius also. He's talking on two telephones at the same time, making investments and signing checks and doing everything. But he thinks he's Napoleon. He thinks that he is Cleopatra, even worse. I'm a shugana, absolutely crazy. He knows everything. He's got married. He does a lot of things. But crazy is crazy. Even though he understands what he's doing, but crazy is crazy. He's considered al pidin, a lot by das. Even for the things that he knows what he's doing, he's always considered a lot by das. That's the pashtus. Moshe has a difficult tshuva. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that a guy who thought he was Mashiach. He writes that he had to be Masadar Get on a Friday in the month of Iyar, I think he says. So usually you avoid doing a get in Iyar because it's a shaila where they spell Iyar with one yud or two yuds. And a Friday it says in Shulchan Aruch you shouldn't write gittin because gittin is like din in the fashis, and you're not done. You don't start a din in the fashis case on Friday, so you really shouldn't write a get. So he said, and then it was the first get that was given in that city, so he had to establish what the correct spelling of the city was. So he says he had all of these hassles to overcome, but the main hassle that he had to overcome, the husband was absolutely crazy. The husband thought that he was Mashiach. So the husband, years earlier, used to scream at people, used to give them mussar all the time, used to run around naked. He thought he was like Kodem Arish and Kodem Achet. He used to run around naked. What did he do for a living? He was a malamed in Europe. Whoever was a lo yitzlach, so they're not talking about Rav Shimon Shkopra, big Rosh Yeshiva. Talking about malamed for little children to teach Abba Be. So whoever was a lo yitzlach, everyone could be a malamed. You can teach how to read Siddur. So this crackpot was a malamed. And he used to scream at people all the time. He wanted to do tshuva, he used to grab their jewelry and grab their money and climb up on top of a tree. He said he's not going to give them back their jewelry unless they do tshuva. He used to give drushes all the time. Mamash, mamash, mamash. The wife had it. She suffered long enough at the husband. So finally, she said she wants a get. So the guy agreed he's going to give a get. After many years, she wanted a get, he's going to give a get. So Rav Moshe asked them privately, do you still think that you're Mashiach? Because he hadn't given these drushes in a long time. So the guy said, yeah, he holds his Mashiach. What can I do? No one believes me, so I don't publicize it anymore. He doesn't talk about it anymore. So the shaila was, they told me Rav Moshe loved his tshuva very much. He would tell over at least once a year, he would tell over the whole story. And they'd be driving him to a pigyon haben or a techasana. He would tell over the whole story, and he has the whole thing in his tshuva, the whole story described. So he works on this. The man thinks he's Mashiach, he's dacham meshugene. Fine, he's functioning well. He knows what he's doing, he's giving a get. But he's a crazy, so is that good? So Rav Moshe is mekel. So he's mekel based on a tshuva of one of the achronim that a shaita is only considered a lot by das in those areas where he does know what he's doing. But in the areas where he, let's say, shaita the dover echad. There were people after the war, after they were in concentration camps, so they didn't have any water to eat. So when they came to America, when they would see water, they would go crazy. They'd push everybody away and start grabbing the water. There's plenty of water for everybody here. Their mamish be mishugoyim, mishugim adavarecha. Everything else, their lives were normal. They got married, they raised a family, they had a job. When they would see water, they would go crazy. So that's what we call a shaita adavarecha, a mishugim adavarecha. So what's the din of a mishugim adavarecha? So Moshe thinks that the ikir is like a shita in achreinim. I think a tshuva from the mabit or the marit. I forgot already who it is. That a shaita that's based on a Rambam, he has a pshat in a Rambam, that a shaita the davar echad is only a lab bar das when you get to that issue. When you get to other things where he acts normal, is dina ke bar das. It's a very difficult shita. One of the Gdolim writes in his tshuva, the Chelkas Yoyev has a tshuva. Chelkas Yoyev was close to the Avnei Nezer, he was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, also a Chassidus Rebbe. So he writes about this opinion. He doesn't write about Rav Moshe Feinstein. He wrote it years ago. So he writes a loshen. Any bar be'rav de chad yoyma, a bocher learned in yeshiva one day, he knows that that's not correct. That if the guy is super genius and he runs 25 businesses and he's talking on a telephone and everything, but he thinks that he's Napoleon or something, so it's a shaita for everything. Not only a shaita for that one area. That he's deranged. Deranged is deranged, and whatever he does is not valid. So shvera psak de Rav Moshe. Then he has another tzad lahakel. He says that maybe he's not crazy. Maybe he's just so arrogant that he thinks he's right to be the Melech HaMashiach. Maybe he's just gaiva. Not that he really thinks he's Mashiach. Thinks he's right to be Mashiach. So also someone told this to Rav Soloveitchik. So he felt very bad about that. He was a cousin of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Everybody respected Rav Moshe. So he told this rabbi, please don't tell this, you shouldn't tell this to anybody. It's such an embarrassment, he said to Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he should say such a thing. That's a universal simon of Meshugana. If by Jews and non-Jews alike, a guy thinks he's Mashiach. So everybody knows that. That's a Meshugana. How can you say he's only a Balgaiv and he thinks he's right to be Mashiach? That's a difficult psak. So the Pashtus says that there are three different people here. The Kotten is before Bar Mitzvah is considered a La Bar Das, even though he's a super genius. The shaita means deranged, absolutely crazy in one area. So even though in all other areas he functions well, he knows what he's doing. So most of the poskim don't really agree with Rav Moshe. Most of the poskim write like the Chelkas Yoyev write, that even a bar be'rav de chad yom, a bocha loyta nishiva one day, knows that that's not so. A shaita that davarecha we assume is a shaita. What is a cheresh? So the poskim point out, Rabbi Kivegra and Hilcha Shchita, beginning of Yeridea, writes, look in the Sefer Zichron Yosef. He wrote the best tshuva on Cheresh. Zichron Yosef is by a Yekeshe Rav, Yosef Steinhardt. He was the Rav in Fort. So he has the tshuva. He writes that Cheresh means retarded. Cheresh is a person who's retarded. And Cheresh, Bizman HaGemar, whoever was Eina Shamea, Eina Medaba, they couldn't educate him, so in Mele he would be retarded. But you can have a person who is Shamea, he is Medaba, and he's still retarded. So he quotes the Zichron Yosef as a tshuva. He quotes from the Beis Shmuel, from Rav Achronim. He says that has the status of a cheresh. There are differences on the level of the raisa. All three are the same. Cheresh ought to be cotton, Allah b'nei das. On the level of the rabbanon, there are differences. That a cheresh has kiddushin mid the rabbanon. A shaita doesn't even have kiddushin mid the rabbanon. Cheresh, there's a perik cheresh in the end of the Rambam. Cheresh kiddush isha. Not only is there kiddushin mid the rabbanon, but cheresh kiddush chareshes. A retarded person married a retarded girl, in Chereshe Kiddush Bikachas or Bikachshe Kiddush Chereshes. Different people have different tastes. Some men want to marry a super genius, other men want to marry a girl who knows how to cook potatoes, plain Jane, and others want to marry a girl who's retarded. The people have a different taste. So the Mishnah says, and made a takana de Rabbanu, that there's Kiddush Chereshes, not only Chereshes b'Chereshes, even a Chereshes with the Pikachas or a Chereshes with the Pikach. Is Kiddush Rabbanan. But a Shaita, the Gemara says, Eronim Dorim Nachash B'Kvifa Achas, the marriage is not going to last, so there's nothing to discuss, and they didn't bother to make it. It doesn't make sense to make an institute Kiddush in the Rabbanan by a Shaita. But by Chavish there is. So we always put these three people together. We had the other day, we were reading the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Chav Tes in Hilchos Mechira, that the Rambam starts off Shloisha, Ein Mikra Mekach, Ein Memker Memker Dvar Torah, the Chavish is Shaita Dvar Kotten. And with the Rabbanan, they made a takana that the cotton shigir lo in his aputas, mikramekach, the mikpaltalim, mishum kedei chayim. If he's a yosim and he has not been trumpet, so they made a takana of the Rabbanan. By Shaitan, they never even made a takana of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara wants to know over here, what does it mean? The man gave the get, and chutz, maybe get from Dina Sayyam, he was supposed to say b'fanei nechtav, eini yochaloyma. Eini yochaloyma doesn't mean he wasn't present when they signed the get, when they wrote the get. Taisus says on the top. Now then, I should say below Yomar. Any Yochalama means that he has some kind of a condition that he is unable to say before Nechav. What's his condition? So the Kudu said he's mute. Kudu said he's an Ilay. So Taisus doesn't think that that's correct either. If he's only an Ilay, so it should say Vaiter. And what's wrong with an Ilay? He can't write it on a blackboard. An Ilay. There's a din mipiyam v'lomim piksovam. To taka an ilaim, the Gemara says later an ilaim is not kosher lahoi, because the pasuk says mipihem v'loim piksavim. That's on daf ayin aleph amud aleph. In lo yaget prat leilim sheni yochel lahagin. Hagodah seidus has to be b'peh. An ilaim cannot give a hagodah seidus piksav. So taka when you say b'fan an echta also has to be mipihem v'loim piksavim. The whole before an echtav is only with the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, the Gemara says, on Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, in Elaim, Sheni Yochel Ledaber, he can't speak, in Lo Yagid, he can't be Magid Bepeh, so he can't give Agor to say this. Is it true over here also, that an Elaim would be no good? That's what Taisus assumes. Levoy Lameh Mekigon Elaim, say that it's an Elaim. So why don't you say, an Elaim can say. He can't say before an echtav, he'll write down on a piece of paper, before an echtav. Usually we say call the Tikkun Rabbanan. So that's what I'm raising the question. Is that correct? Would you say? Eidecha nemen b'isurim doesn't have to say anything. My wife gives me the food, and she doesn't say that it's kosher. No, but Eidecha nemen b'isurim doesn't. When I come home for dinner at night, so there's no kabbal to say this balayla. The answer is you don't need a bezin to be mekabaladis. By rechanem isurim. But over here, b'fnei kama nosnam lo, he has to say b'fanei nechtav in the presence of a bezin. Just the machlokes, but the eid nasa dayan anai. But they all agree he has to say b'fanei nechtav bayom, you have to have a kviyas bezin, yeshivas bezin, to be mekabaladis. So here, except it's more similar to real hagodah seidis. So that's taka question. Yeah. Probably not. You probably need the same rules and regulations like a regular shneyeda. Yeah. It has to be kosher. Kreivim would not be nemonim, and psulim would not be nemonim. You have to have an eidechot of two. One of two. It has to be whatever would be required for two. So if an eidechot comes, he's machai v'shua. Kreivim are good for eidechot nemon v'isurim. But it's not Neman for Shvuah. If you want to be Mechai B'Shvuah, Kerovim is no good. That's a Mishnah in Perek Shvuah Seidus. It's the Ferish like that. That Eidechot is Mechai B'Shvuah has to be a Kosher Lord. It can't be a Pasal Lord. So Taisus assumes that they were Pasha, the top Taisus. We should check in Shulchan Aruch whether this is the accepted opinion. I don't know. I don't remember. Taisus assumes that an Elim is no good. Just like an Elim is no good for Eidus Deraisa, you say called the Tikkun Rabbanan, okay, Deraisa Tikkun. It's no good for B'fanei Nechtav either.
If we say called the Tikkun Rabbanan, then Deraisa Tikkun, what would be the din of Katan? Are we saying from Chazaka Darava? Because after he passed 13,
also a good shayla. I don't know. Also a good shayla. The Gemara says that there's a Rav has claims that there's a chazaka that a boy who's 13 years old probably has shtei sires. In order to be bar mitzvah, it's not sufficient to have shonim, to have yud gimel shonim yemech, and you have to have shtei sires. So how do you give a boy an aliyah when on the day of his bar mitzvah maybe he doesn't have shtei sires? What, someone went to check him? So we assume that with respect to dinam derabbanan, we can rely on chazaka derabbanan. To get an aliyah, the whole topic is only derabbanan. To be mitzarv, to cut into a minyan, to let him daven for an omid, the whole din is only derabbanan. But to sign a get, we wouldn't allow a child to sign a get the week after his bar mitzvah. You have to check to see if he has a shtei sires. That's where Rabbi Kevega has a famous tshuva. He says the sofrim used to use young boys who were just barely bar mitzvah to help do the Ibud HaKlav, the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. So he says Ibud HaKlav requires Lishman. He assumes that it's a din de'araisa. Ibud HaKlav Lishman means de'araisa. And a cherisha to be cut on lab b'neida so they can create Lishma. So he says you have no right to rely on Chazok and Derava with respect to dinim de'araisa. You can't have such a boy sign a get. You can't have such a boy perform chalitza. In order to perform chalitza, he has to be a gadol that's a din menater. So you have to check to make sure that he has shtei sires. With respect to dinim derabbanan, we are mekel. So that's an interesting question. We would probably be mekel. We'd probably say that, but he has to be a shliach lahilacha. The b'fana nechtav, that's only derabbanan, but b'fana nechtav has to be said by the shliach lahilacha. Shliach lahilacha, that's a din derais already. But a cotton can't serve as a shliach lahilacha. So probably would not rely on the chazaka derabbanan. Probably will not rely on the chazaka. That's how far that's a question. How far do you go with the chazaka, the rabbi? You just machma benegit in yoni erva, like he can't do chalitz, he can't sign on a get. Or would you say also he can't do the ibud l'shmo on the sefer Torah? Not all the achrayim agree with Rabbi Kevega. Some hold that the chumra and the gemara, that the gemara need the randaf nevava, so that you have to be baidik the cotton to make sure that he has the shtei sires. The gemara only says it benegit to doing chalitz. So some achrayim hold that that's only benegir to dinim de'araisa that are in the area of davish b'yervo, like signing a get. We wouldn't allow him to sign a get, but let's say they say kiddush to be moitzi the gedolim. It's a din de'araisa, but it has nothing to do with the area of arayis. So then some poskim hold even with respect to dinim de'araisa, he also would rely on chazaka derav. But let's say to serve as the shliach la'iloch on a get, that's already a din deraisa in the area of Davi Shabiyeva. So then we would not rely on chazaka derav.
You mentioned on
Chav
Gimel where it lists all who can't bring a get. Why
doesn't it list an Elin can't bring a get in Chutz Lortz because you got to say b'fanai nechtav, and Eretz Yisrael he can. The Mishnah just says the following people are puzzle by lochas a get all over the world, even in Eretz Yisrael, no? Only in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, that's a good taina. How come it says Suma and the Suma only goes in Eretz Yisrael? The Suma only goes in Chutz Lartz. So why shouldn't it mention I don't know, that's a good taina. Why doesn't it mention Eli? Does it say Elim is included in Cheresh, which it isn't? Cheresh means Eina Shameh Veina Medaba. I don't know, it's a good kasha. The Rabbi Natam says no. What?
Yeah.
I think the Rabbi Natam assumes that no. In Shulchan Aruch, Yisrael and Elam cannot sign on a shtar. Even though it's not Mipi, you don't need Mipiyam, here it's good. But an Elam is considered not kosher lahoy. He's considered a person who's not, because he's unable to speak, so he's not considered kosher lahoy. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch like that, and Elam cannot even sign a shtar. Why would an Elam be different from a woman?
Yeah.
What do you mean, a woman? No, he wants to know about signing a shtar.
No, I'm saying.
He has to give the Haggadah Seder's B'peh. I mean, what does it help an Isha gives Haggadah Seder's B'peh? But the Isha is Psul Lahoy. I don't know, apparently Taisus holds it. You need Mepiham by an Isha. You need Mepiham alone, Piksavam, and the Elam can't speak. Elam is worse than Isha. It's a good time. The Mishnah says that an isha is the menace to say b'fan an echdam, b'fan an echdam. So even an isha is psula le'edis is good. So what's wrong? An ilam is mipim olam piksam. So what? Why is mipim olam piksam worse than an isha? I don't know. You should take a look in Shulchan Aruch. What does it say about ilam? Maybe they don't accept Taisa Shita. Yeah.
Isn't there a rabbi who says that in the game
the shaliach has to give testimony. The Gemara says he has to give Agada Seidus Bifnei Bezin. That's the Gemara we had before. And the Gemara has it later on Haman Beis. Has to be Bayom Bifnei Bezin. So you see, it's considered Agada Seidus.
The actual
halacha,
or just the saying of the
Fana Nechtav? The saying of the Fana Nechtav. If it's an Eretz Israel, then you don't have to say any Fana Nechtav, so there's no problem. Actual halacha is yeah, Ilim is a Bardas. Yeah, an Eretz Israel would be kosher. How's he going to say, Hareza Gitach, Varem Goreshes? How's he going to say, Hareza Gitach? So that he can write on a piece of paper, Hareza Gitach. There's no Dimit Pima Lom Piksav on saying Hareza Gitach. Okay, and I got to say this is a din that Pim alone picks up. An Elam, yeah.
Yeah, so why would
we not be allowed to? A Cherish, right, we assume a Cherish is a Labadas. Cherish, Enish, Ameh, Venim, Adabib, is Mara Gemara.
And then why is he able to do that? Well, you know, Pishnah Shaham is not the Tavar. I mean, that's not here.
But it's not on Edis. Both Gemara and Shalish Pam. If a man is an Elam and he wants to give his wife a get, so he starts talking in sign language. So we have to check to make sure that he knows what he's talking about. So we test him different times to make sure that he's a Bardas. We communicate with him and we ascertain that the Elam is a Bardas. And the Cheresh had to be caught and they can't. The Cheresh had to be caught and is Alpidin a la Bardas. That's what the Rashash raises the question later on 9 Aleph and Mid Aleph. And the Gemara says the difference between a Cheresh and an Elam. Cherish is Einish Ameh Veinim Adabar, so that's considered La Bardas. Because Cherish means retarded, we can't communicate with him. But an Elam is just a person who is mute, he can't talk. So the Rashash raises the question that now that they have a school in Berlin where they're able to communicate, they're able to teach the deaf mutes to function, sign language, whatever, like Bizman HaZeh. So maybe they should have the din like a Bardas. That's what the Rashash raises the question. The Pashta should be like that. The Ksav Sefer is such a true. The Pashtus is, and an Einish Ameh Veinim Adabah is not like the Zichron Yosef wrote. It's not Allah, Einish Ameh Veinim Adabah. You can have a person who can't speak and he can hear, and he's still retarded. It depends on being retarded. But just because he's a Balmum, he's Einish Ameh Veinim Adabah, but he's not retarded. So the Pashtus says that that's not called a Allah Bardas. The Mishnah said no. And Reisel, the Mishnah says Shinish Marshma is puzzle. So if you spell the name wrong, then it'll be puzzle. So that's the Shaila. How do you spell Reisel? So they say the conventional spelling is if you pronounce it Reisel, so you put 2 yuds. If you pronounce it Reisel, you put 1 yud. So if it's supposed to be 1 yud, because they pronounce it Reisel, you put 2 yuds. So that's Shinish Marshma. That can constitute a psul derais. That's based on the conventional spelling, that when it's A, you put 2 yuds, and when it's A, you put 1 yud. Or Yiddish, Reisel is a Yiddish word. It's not a Hebrew word. So there is no correct spelling for Yiddish, but there are conventional spelling. So that's what the poskim have about different pronunciations of different sounds. In Yiddish, we have conventional spelling, but you put an aleph or an ayin or a hey. So if you spelled it wrong, so then it's a shalav shinish marashma kipasa. Ear, that's a good question. What's ear? What can it be? So what is it if it's not ear? Yeah. So what can it be if it's not ear? So it's obvious that I spelled it wrong. So you're supposed to spell it with 2 yuds, and I spelled it with 1 yud. So what? So why should it pasal? The Gemara says even if you left out chamesha salafim, you just write shvameas vishishim mishmaina lebriya salafim. But it's obvious that the get wasn't written 5,000 years ago. It wasn't written 4,000. It wasn't written 1,000 years ago either. It's obvious that the number 5,000 is missing. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the first parak, whatever is missing in a shtar, and we can figure out on our own what it is. So that's a din of yad. Whatever is missing. So you're asking, let the word ear be like a yad. Let it be like a yam. And achinam. The kedusha was they wanted to spell everything lechatchila. They wanted to spell everything properly. They didn't want to have any misspellings, even though the misspelling wouldn't puzzle the get. So that's why they used to avoid giving get in the year. I don't know if they still avoid giving get in the year. There's so many people getting divorced today. They can't take a month off. You can't postpone everybody else's. Gonna postpone everything, take off a month, not to give get. You'll have a backlog. Ain't lo shia. I don't know if they still have that. In Europe, they used to have such a practice. They wouldn't be Masada get in the month of the year.
Why shouldn't the neighbor go based on how the parents instead of spelling?
Why shouldn't the neighbor go based on how the parents spelled it? Let's say the guy's name is Noach. In Yiddish, there's an expression, you can spell Noach with seven mistakes. So he spells Noach with a final nun. It starts off with a longer nun, Vav, Yud, Aleph, Chaf, a small Chaf. That's, I think, only six mistakes.
Huh?
No, it's at the end of the word. So if you make a small Chaf, then that's two mistakes. Should have been a Ches. Instead of a chaf, and he wrote a small. But I think altogether that's only six mistakes. I don't know, whatever it is. So if he's that's clearly a misspelling. It doesn't matter that his parents, doesn't matter that that's the way he signs all of his checks. That's a misspelling. So that's not acceptable. The Nishal is on the Yiddish names. How can you say a misspelling? There is no correct spelling on Yiddish. We're writing the get in Hebrew. So what do you mean misspelling? So the Pesukim say we have conventional spellings. So they say, the Bishmo says, if the person, this person signs her name Razel, she always writes it with two yuds. Do me something. That's how she always signs her name with two yuds. So it doesn't matter how it's pronounced. That's the way she writes it. So that's the correct spelling. But she herself never signs her name Drazel, or Razel, whatever it happens to be. Just that we have to figure out what is the correct spelling. So then it depends on what's the conventional spelling for the Yiddish names. So then Beishmuel lived in Eastern Europe. So he gives you all the conventional spelling. So you got to spell it properly. Sometimes they write tugit. Sometimes if there's a suffix, what the correct spelling should be, they write tugit.
Can't just write a false association?
No, if you wrote the wrong name. She doesn't have the name Reisel. She has a name Razel.
No, so that's Ashkenazim that we write everything out. So you can't write.
No, that's the Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel made a takana sheyu mefarshim shmoseim begitin. You have to write all the names. Sometimes you have a man divorces his wife, he travels around the world. So when he spends time in England, he goes under a different name. He spends time in South America, he goes under a different name. He spends time in America, he goes under a different name. Each community, they call him a different name. So if he's going to divorce his wife, just using the name in his community, but he's going to live now, and his wife is going to be living in a different community, so she'll prove that she's divorced by being right to the get. So people will say, that's the wrong person. It wasn't the right husband, because when the husband comes to our part of the world, he doesn't go under that name, he goes under a different name. So Rav Gamliel made a takana that he should write Kol Shum Echanicha Dislay. So that's a machlokes rishonim, what it means. So the Ashkenazim alarm shot, you have to write all the nicknames, all the names that he goes under. In this community, in that community, you have to spell them all out. And the Svartim say, you only have to write one name, you have to spell it correctly, and then you just write V'chol Shum Echanicha Dislay, to imply that he has other, he goes under other aliases as well, but you don't have to spell them all out. So when Svartim get divorced, they just write Kol Shum Echanicha Dislay. When Ashkenazim get divorced, they follow the Ramo. When the Svartim get divorced, they follow the Mechaber. Yeah?
Okay, but what did
that's a problem of Shina Shema Yishma. The Mishnah says that if you mishana the name, it's possible. Yeah, because he's saying this person who goes under this alias, and that's not the alias. He doesn't go under that name. The way they spelled it in the Ge'ez has a different pronunciation than the way he's known. So it's not really a description of the right person. So that's no good. Shina Shema Yishma is a problem. In English, that's what we said, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, two girsas in the Tosefta. What's the din if you write a get b'shtei l'shonos? So the Rambam's girsa was that it's no good, that there's no hemshech, the ksa, from one language to the other. And the Ravid says it's a girsa, it's a mistaken girsa that the Rambam had. The correct reading in the Tosefta should be that if you write a get b'shtei l'shonos, it is good. So we're machmer for that Rambam, that you can't write a get b'shtei l'shonos, two scripts. So that's why we have the whole problem you write the whole get, the practice is you write the get in Aramaic and Aramaic Hebrew, Rabbinic Hebrew, a blend of Aramaic. We're machmir, you can't write the get in Shtei Lashonos, but every get is written in Shtei Lashonos. Half of the get is Hebrew, half of the get is Aramaic. So the Rama says, no, that's a third language, Rabbinic Hebrew. There's Aramaic and there's Hebrew, and then there's Rabbinic Hebrew. Rabbinic Hebrew is a new language that has a blend of Hebrew and Aramaic together. So the get is written in this Aramaic Hebrew. So if you're going to write in the names in German or in English, you'll have the correct spelling, because we know that's the way Moritz, whatever, we know that's the way he spells his name. But then according to the Rambam, it won't be good. So that's why we're always medaktik, l'choshish, for the Rambam. So we always have to transliterate all the foreign names into Hebrew alphabet.
Into the Hebrew. You can't make it, you can't write in Hebrew.
Right. So we have conventional spellings for the sounds that can't be carried over. Yeah.
If we're writing all the nicknames, then why do we need the Beis Shmuel to make a Rizal with the Yud or without a Yud? Because you can put in both Yud. You put in that Rizal with Yud and you put in Rizal without Yud, and then that would be both nicknames.
And again, what are you going
to
do?
You shouldn't need to specify whether Rizal should be with the Yud or not Yud. Because you have a nickname and you can write it with you and you can write it with 2 years, and those are both versions of the name. It's a nickname that you may get. And if we're putting every single nickname this girl has,
yeah,
then why should we say, shouldn't have a question whether Razel with 1 year or 2 years? Putting Razel with 1 year and putting Razel with 2 years has two versions of the nickname.
No, but if she never goes in, no one ever calls her Razel. They only call her Razel. So the conventional spelling of two yuds is always pronounced, conventionally that's pronounced I. So if you're going to write resh with two yuds, so that's a wrong description, that's not the right person.
Every razor is called an ISO if she goes to
it. Okay.
If
she deals with people from that community who call her ISO, so you got to write that, you got to write both. But sometimes she just never goes to Williamsburg. She never goes there. So that's not one of her nicknames. One of the maskilim wrote a famous essay that's called Kutza Shel Yud. He's making fun of the rabbis. That a couple came to get divorced. So the rabbi first said, no, it's Chodesh Iyar, he can't give a get in Chodesh Iyar. Then another excuse, Aseres Mei Tshuva, Chodesh Shel can't give a get in Aseres Mei Tshuva. It's not a good time to do. And then every time there was another excuse. Then there was a conference of Rabbanim. He was going out of town. He couldn't do the get then. And so when they finally did write the get, so the guy's name was Hillel, and he always spelled his name Hey Yud Lamed Lamed. We normally spell Hillel Hey Lamed Lamed. But this fellow, I think he was an Amharit, so he spelled his name Hey Yud Lamed Lamed. So that's the way they spelled it. Hey Yud Lamed Lamed. And on the Yud, they didn't write the Kutzu Shel Yud. They write Hey Yud Lamed Lamed, they didn't write the Kutzu Shel Yud. So after they gave the get, so the rabbi realized that the sefer didn't write the Yud properly. So after waiting a year and a half to write the get, then he said the get is no good, you got to do it all over again. So he's making fun, this writer, this maskil, wrote this whole story to make, the story never happened. He's making fun of the rabbanim, that they're making everybody crazy with their chumras, not to give a get now, and then the Kutzu Shel Yud. Then I think the story goes supposedly that someone sent him a check and he deposited it in the bank and they wouldn't honor the check because he spelled Epis when he signed his name, he didn't write the E correctly. He wrote Epis, it looked like an I, not like an E, so they passed the signature on the check. They wouldn't honor the check. That's the footnote to the story. Anyway, but that's a famous story by the Maskilim, the Kutzu Shel Yud. Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't sure why he went.
It's a good kasha. Why a woman is not kosher ladies, but still for this age she is kosher. Yeah, but I don't think. No. A woman gives a god to say this.
But
Anisha's psula, yes, Anisha's psula lahai. But still, Anisha's psula, the woman is in the posh, she's not young. But for this age she is shaved. So what's wrong with the Elim? The Elim is a badas. The only thing is that it's Mipim Olam Piksovim. Nigmar Dafayin Aleph Ranam. So yes, why is Mipim Olam Piksovim a greater psul than Isha? if we accept Isha for Bifana Nechta, why shouldn't we accept also the Piksova for Bifana Nechta? Why should it be a problem? I don't know. It's a good question. We should look in Din whether we accept this Taisus or not. So again, so the Gemara wants to know, how do you read this Mishnah on Daf Tesam and Aleph? He brought a get from Medina Sayyam, and he's supposed to say Bifana Nechta, and it doesn't say he didn't say, he says he's physically unable. Eina Yochaloima. He has some kind of a mum, he's unable. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Does it mean that he's a cheresh? Sheina Shemeh Veina Medaber, Mamash a cheresh. A cheresh at the cotton cannot serve as a shliach loy loch asaget. He's a lab badas, it's a din called Tarkula. Rashi says in Kiddushin, Daf Membeis, the top Rashi. And Hamad Al says in Kiddushin, the Gemara learns out, when the Pasuk says, King Torima Gamatem is Trumas Hashem, where is that? At the end of Parshas Korach. Korach is Ma'arar ala Kuhune. So the Rabban Shalom punished Korach. And then at the end of Parshas Korach, the Rabban Shalom reviews all the Matnas, many of the Matnas Kuhune again, that people should start up with the Kohanim. They're entitled to the Chavtalad Matnas Kuhune. So it says there in the end of the Parshas Korach, that the farmer should be mafresh truma gedoyla and give it to the Kohen. Then you give Maiser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi has to be mafresh Maiser Mina Maiser and give it to the Kohen. And it says there, Kein Torima Gamatem as truma Hashem. What does it mean, Kein Torima Gamatem? So the Gemara says, Gam Lerabbis is HaShaliach. The Pasuk says that the farmer can be mafresh truma Maiser, or the Shaliach can be mafresh truma Maiser. So since the two are mentioned, one next to the other, Kein Torima Gam Atem, so we say that that's treated like a hekesh between the person to whom the Torah is speaking, Atem, and the Shliach. So who is the Torah speaking to? The Torah is not speaking to Cheresh HaYot B'Kot. Cheresh HaYot B'Kot, not to observe any mitzvahs. So the Torah is only speaking about the B'nai Das, people who are Bar Mitzvah, and they're not a Cheresh and they're not a Shaita. So just like the Atem is to the exclusion of Cheresh HaYot B'Kot, there are no Tzivuyim, to the La B'nei Deo, so to the Gam, the Rabbis is a Shaliach, since he's written Gam Atem, one next to the other, so the Shaliach also has to be a Bardas. That's what Rashi quotes in Kiddush, and this is a din of Kala Tarakula, that a Cheresh HaYot B'Kot cannot serve as a Shaliach in any area. The Pashtus, he can't even serve as a Shaliach in Afrash's Trumas and Maisers. Can't serve as a Shaliach in any area, I'll be Pashtus. So the Gemara says, how do you read that Mishnah? I maybe get Bimdina Sayyam, Hein Echalam, Afan Anechtav. What do you mean, Hein Echalam? Is it that he's a cheresh, and a shameh, and a medaber, it can't be a shliach at all? So Rabbi Yossi says, no, a pshat in the Mishnah must be kigon. It's a funny case. Why they write such a funny case? It must have come up once in the history of the world. The shliach la'alocha was a bardas, he gave the get, and as he was about to say, b'fananechtam, after the giving of the get, apparently the correct time, when is the correct time to say, b'fananechtam? So Tosis points out on Hamid Beis, Dibra Maskil, Yitlenu Hemenu. Tosis says, "For this Gemara, you see, Midikam Eliel." Tosis says there on the fifth line, "Midikam Eliel." She nesana lakshay bekech. For this Midikam Efananechtav. So you see that the normal time to say Efananechtav is immediately after giving the get. Tosis says, "Maybe Turkei de Dibra. Maybe it has to be Davke Turkei de Dibra." So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Am Rav Yosi Kigon She nesana lakshay bekech. He gave the get, and immediately after giving the get, he's supposed to say b'fana nechtav. This b'klam b'fana nechtav, achin is charish. He lost his mind. He was working so hard, he was concentrating so hard on delivering this get, so he collapses. The minute after he gives the get to the isha, he collapses, and that's it. For the rest of his life, he can't be rehabilitated. He's nischarish, and now he's enu shameh v'enu medab, he doesn't know what he's doing. So he can't say b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav. So if you can't say b'fana nechta, what do you do? So the Mishnah says, he's kain b'chaisoma. So the more fact, Akasha, this would be good if you hold bishleim ala rove. The whole purpose of b'fana nechta is to have kiyum. So you have better than kiyum. You have two edim, agadim, mekayim is better. We were mekel, mishum igun, akila b'rabbana. Normally kiyum needs two edim. Here we're mekel, edechad is good. Why are you mekel? Because he knows that he's going to have to say in the presence of a bezin, b'kar medik dayik, he's not going to fool around. So according to rove, we understand what it is. We normally would be mekel with the kiyum eid echot, the shliach is eid echot, medik daik, but here, where he was nischaresh, so you have to have a kiyum iskayim b'chaisom. But according to Rabbah, what does it help iskayim b'chaisom? You still don't know whether it's written lishma. What's going to be with the lishma? So the Gemara comes to the answer, the Gemara says, lacha shalom du. Wow. The old takana was made originally according to Rabba for two reasons, two considerations. That's how the Gemara said, Rabbi slayed the Rabba. The one consideration why they instituted b'fanei nechtav is because of kiyum. And the other consideration was because of Lishma, but that was only in the Doris HaRishayim, when there were people in Chutz Lord. There were never really so many people. The Gemara says it was less, it was a miyuta than a miyuta. Even Rameh wouldn't be chayish al miyuta. So the whole thing was a chumre, al gabi chumre. Even when there was an issue, maybe it's not Lishma, it was only miyuta than a miyuta. But Lacha Shalamdu, it even became less than miyuta than a miyuta. So there's really nothing to worry about. So it comes out, bottom line, that Rabbi and Rabbi say the same thing. Rabbi never held from Lishma. Rabbi holds from Kiyum. Rabbi never held from Lishma, but Lacha Shalamdu, Rabbi also agrees that there's no problem with Lishma. So bottom line, they both say the same thing. Bizman Hazeh, Lacha Shalamdu, there's no concern of Lishma. There's only a concern of Edim and Tzuyim L'Kaimoy. So Freg de Gemara, so why do you ever have to have, says, I may be getting din asai me'ena chalayim b'fana nechtam m'yei sholam edim yizkai mechaysam afilo yachalayim b'fana nechtam also yizkai mechaysam. Yeah, if it's yachalayim b'fana nechtam, so why should we be matriya of two people to come testify? The shliach we would be mekel that they rechot would be good. That's what Tosis says, but what's the Gemara's kasha? What the Gemara meant to say, that's the Tosis Ihochi. The Tosis in Tana, my kasha lay the rabbi. What is the Gemara's kasha? Ihochi, afili yochol, nami. What am I afili yochol, nami? Yiskai mechasama would be good enough. Of course, yiskai mechasama would be good enough. But it's easier to have the shliach say before an echtab. So it won't be matriachas to be mekabalatus of two people. We'll get away, mishumigun, akilibir abonah, that one is good enough. So what's the Gemara's kasha? If it's yochlam mefanei nechtav, so you're marviach. It's easier to have the kiyum al yidei ha-shaliach. So what does they say? Yom Rabbi Natam. The rabba mefanei nechtav arif mikiyum. Why? So the Rabbi Natam says like this. According to Rava, the whole takana mefanei nechtav is only because of kiyum. So really, the only thing that's accomplished with b'fanei nechtav is kiyum. So normally we would require shnei edim sharing for kiyum. And here we're mekel mishum gun akila be'rabbanon. So we're mekel that the shliach la'alocha is a single person. So he's neman because meikar medik died, because he knows he's going to have to say in front of bez meikar medik died. So according to Rava, we understand why it says if he's yochalayim b'fanei nechtav, so it's easier. Let him say b'fanei nechtav. If any yochalayim b'fanei nechtav, then we would insist that you need dafke shnei edim share. But according to Rabbi, b'fanei nechtav initially was instituted because of the both concerns, because of the concern of kiyum, because Rabbi islay the Rava, and also because of the concern of shalor lishmo. Aval Rabbi, the b'fanei nechtav was instituted originally because of lishmo and kiyum. So afilo lacha shalom do, we would still prefer to have b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. It's not that b'fanei nechtav is the easy, like you have the easy form and the difficult form. So b'fanei nechtav is easier because it's kiyum hashtar l'idei echod, and yiskai mechasamav is the bigger tircha. So according to Rav Yosef, it's not, according to Rabba, it's not that the two forms of kiyum, one is easier than the other. So the easier one is easier. If you can't do that, then you have the harder one. No. It's preferable to have the b'fanei nechtav, because initially b'fanei nechtav was instituted, historically it was instituted to cover also the lishma. So even though all the mishnayos were written lacha shalomdu, we already live in a later tkufa in history. That is no longer a problem of lishma, but still Rabba is not the same as Rabba. To say b'fanei nechtav is still preferable. Still preferable to say b'fanei nechtav, because sof kol sof it still contains within it a birur on the lishma, even though you're living in a tkufa where everything is lacha shalom. So that's what Tosis says, that the Gemara only has the kasha. The Rava niche, according to Rava, we understand the Mishnah. Yochalam b'fanei nechtav, take the easy route. Have the erechot say b'fanei nechtav. Any yochalam b'fanei nechtav, so you have to take the difficult route. But according to Rabbi, it's always preferable. It's not that it's the exact same thing, and there's an easier route and a more difficult route. according to Rabbi, it would always be preferable to say the Bifana Nechtav, even Bizman Azeh, that there's no issue of Lishma, because of Kosov, historically, Bifana Nechtav was instituted because of the concern of Shalom Lishma. So even Bizman Azeh, it's still better than Kiyam, because Kiyam only takes care of the issue of Mizuyev. Bifana Nechtav takes care of both. Takes care of both the Mizuyev and the Lishma. So Tosis is Matrik in the Gemara. Why the Gemara thought that it's only Akasha according to Rabbi, it's not Akasha according to Rabbi. Okay, I mentioned that tomorrow I have to go out of town. I won't be able to give a shiur. I won't be here on Sunday either. The next shiur will be on Monday. I think Monday there's a major rally in front of the United Nations. The president of Iran is, Russia is there again. So we want all the students to participate. So I think we're going to have to schedule an early shiur on Monday. Did they put up signs yet? What time the shiur am I going to be? I think we're going to have to leave. We won't be able to have a shiur 12:45. The rally is going to end around 1 o'clock, so we're going to have to be there then. So I don't know yet. Look for the signs, and whatever time the shiur is supposed to be, it's not going to be before 9. Whatever time it is, we'll give the shiur then. So I'd like to continue here on the Gemara. The rest of the Gemara is cheshbon, it's not so... you don't have to concentrate so hard on these cheshbon, it's just back and forth, back and forth. But then from Ahmed Beis on, Itman Bifnei Kama Nosna Law, getting back into business. Okay.